Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the January 5th, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Last up on The Hemp Show, I'd like to welcome Edward Martinez, the owner and master grower for Verrant Valley Farms. Verrant Valley Farms is a small family-owned farm in Southern Oregon. They are committed to providing quality products at a reasonable price. With more than 8 years of experience in the cannabis industry, their focus is to provide superior, fresh, and green products, hence the name Verrant. Edward looks forward to meeting new clients and meeting your expectations. Thank you very much for being here, Edward, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
So I got a question I want to start off with, just because, can you tell me more about the name Verrant?
Yeah, basically Verrant. I know it's a little bit of a tongue twister with the Verrant Valley.
It is for me. I'm just a terrible speaker. But. Yeah.
No, honestly, man, a lot of people have kind of struggled with the name because it's Latin. So everybody wants to say Virant, but it's actually pronounced Verrant. And basically what Verrant means is kind of what my little slogan in the back. I'm not sure if you guys could see that. But it's basically always fresh and always green.
Okay.
And that's basically what that means. So.
Nice. It's like, you should put a little slogan right below it. Actually, you already did, but always yeah. Fresh. I should just say it right next to it every time. Verrant Valley Farms, always fresh.
Yeah, exactly. So basically to start off, you know, I hope everyone's doing good out there. And I just wanted to thank you and Sarah very much for having me on here. I believe this is a really good opportunity for my company to basically get the word out, you know?
Sure. You're very welcome. And I'm, you know, curious to know, from start to finish, where you got started, what got you into the space, and then eventually definitely want to get to those green bags you have sitting behind you.
Yeah, of course. So basically how it all started off is, you know, me and my friends decided growing after high school, and that's basically kind of how I got started in the cannabis industry. You know, I kind of took a break off to finish my college and got my degree in business and also another degree in psychology. And I just wanted to do something with that business degree. So basically I had plenty of experience growing cannabis. So I decided to take a dive into the hemp industry. So that's, I guess, how me and my dad got it started.
Nice. So you mentioned you started growing in high school. So you built that background. Did your parents know you were growing in high school?
No, actually they didn't. But that was just something that me and my friends were doing. It was very small. But we actually kind of progressed over the years. You know, we started basically like in trash bags. And then after that, it kind of progressed and we, you know, started really diving into it and talking to people and gaining more experience from other farmers around our area. So,
right. So sometimes it's really funny looking back as far as like the experiences that got you to where you are. The first time I grew cannabis. So the first time I grew marijuana, I would think I was in maybe seventh or eighth grade. I stole some seeds from my brother's stash. So I stole some seeds from him. I popped the seeds and then I had about 8 plants. One plant I made a grow box for. Unfortunately, that one died when the leaf touched one of the fly strips. And then the other 7 plants I put out in the canyon, which got eaten by deer. So it was a huge failure, but still, I mean, I was like in 7th grade. I mean, what was I, 13?
Yeah. Hey, you got to start somewhere, man.
Yeah, that's funny. So tell me about the experience. How's it been? Where's the business at today? You know, you mentioned you're a small family farm. Where you plan on going with the business? And then what type of products do you offer?
So as far as the experience so far, I've started everything from seed. And so basically I've been on top of everything as far as growing it, starting everything off. And then also our feed was basically just a bunch of organic products that I put together, and I brewed my own teas, and I'd basically just inject it into our line system. And I think we had pretty good success, honestly. Everything's looking good, looking green, and we have really nice tight buds, and definitely the terpene came out quite a bit from there.
Very cool.
As far as how everything's going now, still going at work, man. There's plenty of work out here. I've been basically just working on the trimming aspect of it now. Everything's been done and down for a while. Right now, I'm just looking to fill some orders and meet new clients and just, you know, get the word out there.
Sure. So as far as your products and what you produce, is it primarily flower? Do you have anything else that you produce from the flower? And then can you talk about the strains that you produce? And then we'd love to see, you know, some of the bags you've got there.
I actually got some single buds right here just ready to
show. Okay, cool. There's nothing better, especially for anybody who, you know, has those turkey bags and they open that. There's nothing better than just opening the turkey bag and going and just,
yeah, there you go.
Face in it.
Yeah, no, man. So basically right now it's just raw material. All we have is flour, and, you know, I got a bunch of biomass that I do plan on making some Delta 8. I've been talking to one of the guys over here that is, I believe, is Oregon Clear. They have a lab over here next to us, and I've been talking to them about possibly making some Delta 8 and also some distillate and isolate, you know, trying to get my foot in the door with all that stuff. But basically right now it's just raw hemp and it's just flower.
Cool. Simple and straight to the point.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, you know, this is relatively new, but is this your first harvest?
Yeah, actually with as far as hemp, this is going to be our first harvest. Well, this was our first harvest, and honestly, everything has gone pretty well. I believe everything's gone pretty good. We are a small farm, so we only did about like 3 acres. And so the focus was basically just a really good product, you know, and just focusing on the quality, just trying to deliver a good product to, you know, our clients.
Right. I mean, when it comes to quality flower, as long as it's kept in flower form and utilized in a product, it's very hard to mask a bad product. Sure. Right. I mean, it's hard to take something that's trash and make it smell or taste better. I mean, you can throw terpenes on it, but
yeah,
people can always see through that. You can definitely taste through that.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
What does it look like in the future with this being your first harvest? You know, next year, do you plan on doubling down? Are you going to go bigger? Also, you know, what does 2020 look like as far as products? Do you have different products or product lines that you plan on coming out with?
So basically just going to be working on branding and, you know, really marketing, get it out there. As far as expansion, I'm not too sure. It really depends how it all goes this year. You know, we would love to expand, really kind of focus on different things, like not just flower. I mean, really focus on the oils, mess with that Delta 8 and stuff. As far as that, I mean, I think right now we're just kind of seeing how it's going to go, you know?
Sure.
Very, very new, but, like, you know, I have high expectations, and honestly, you know, I'd really like to move forward with it.
Right. Now, when the year started, obviously this has been a horrendous year with COVID and everything going on. When did you make the decision to dive into the hemp space and start this business? Did this happen the end of last year? Did COVID or 2020 have anything to do with you deciding to get into, you know, this industry and start growing?
As far as the COVID, that actually all hit right after we decided to jump in. So that was kind of a little bit of a downfall for us. But no, it all kind of started off like the year before. The year prior, I was actually helping out my friends with one of their farms, and they had about like 15 acres. And it all kind of started when me and another friend kind of were looking at it, and where I was just like, man, I could do a lot better than this. You know, I could focus on, you know, the process a little bit better, get it down faster. You know, eliminate the mold and basically come out with a better product.
Right.
And my friends were successful. And so I felt like, you know, this is something that I could do. So
you looked at it and you're like, I grew better weed than this in high school. What the hell are you guys doing? I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, I felt like I could produce a better product, you know, and I feel like I have, you know, and then, so I definitely want to get into the products that I have produced. And then the three strains that I'm working with right now, which would be right now we're growing the Oregon CBD strains. So I have Sour Space Candy, see the Hawaiian Haze, and also some white CBG. And then, so I could show you.
Yeah, please do.
Every single one. So this is going to be the Sour Space Candy, a little bit bigger bud structure.
Right.
Really tight. Honestly, it's really, this is like some dense, heavy bud. This one's going to be a little sour and sweet, and it's going to have like really like a diesel smell to it.
So real quick, can you hold that back up?
Yeah.
So in the past, and I forget the names for everything, but when you're looking at a large cola, I was always able to determine like how well it's growing off of these little spears that kind of come off and create the structure that I'm looking at right now. It's hard to really explain. Yeah.
The video doesn't do quality, or it doesn't do justice.
Right. But I could just tell just by the even though the terrible video quality, by the bud structure, that thing looks like a solid cola.
Yeah, no, it is, man. The bags are really small. I mean, like the pounds are, they're tiny. It's not very much in there because it's just dense bud.
Right. Not a lot of like fluff and airy bud. Exactly.
And then as far as this one's going to be the Hawaiian Haze. And then this one, man, this one's got the smell. It's really just in your face as soon as you open up the bag. It even smells through the bag. This one's going to be like a sweet lemon or like tropical lemon aroma. It's honestly really good. Tastes really good. I think that's probably going to be our better one. It has a similar structure as far as the Sour Space Candy. Really tight, like dense nug. But this one definitely wins as far as like, you know, the smell.
Really I bet your room there smells good. I was visiting a friend. This was a few months ago, not even a few months ago. This I think was this definitely before the shutdown. But I was visiting them in a WeWork where their office is out of, and they got a whole bunch of pounds of hemp, and the whole WeWork just reeked. It was hilarious.
Yeah, no, honestly, the house here is always, it's always smells, man. But it's an ongoing process, so you know we're still working at it too. Got a lot of work to do still.
Right. Well, there's certain people like myself that I love the smell, right? Then there's then there's people that are, you know, anti-marijuana. They're like, oh my god, it smells like skunk in here.
Yeah,
like,
my mom is very skunk against it. Yeah. My mom does not like it.
Yeah, there's generational things there that eventually will go away. I mean, I think my mom is kind of used to the smell a little bit. Who knows? She might still think it's an actual skunk in the house.
Yeah, there you go. But going to the last one, this is a white CBG. And this came out really well. Honestly, this white CBG is just going to be caked with, it just looks white. It looks, honestly, it was the first time I've grown CBG product. So I was actually scared. I called the company and I told them, like, you know, what's going on, man? Is this like, you know, powdery mildew or something? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
We had the same, concern, they told me, but they're like, no, man, that just means you did a good job on it.
That's hilarious. I've made that exact mistake, actually, where I had a strain that was incredibly frosty. And, you know, the trichomes and the structure of the trichomes grew into a form that I thought that there was some sort of mold or powdery mildew. And I think I actually did like a hydrogen peroxide dip or some weird thing back in the day. And then I ended up eventually learning after growing it two or three more times that I was like, wait, this is just natural. Like this is amazing. This is just good bud.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the CBG is that's basically kind of how it is. And this one's got like a really earthy, like lemon aroma to it. And it's honestly, the bud structure is not as tight as the other two, but it's definitely there.
Very cool. So, I mean, that wraps up our time today, Edward. If you're interested in connecting with Edward and Verrant Valley Farms, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Verrant Valley Farms wholesale store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you very much for being here, Edward. And especially, I mean, being your first harvest and new to the space, you know, I wish you the best. And if we can do anything to help out, you know, we will do whatever we can. Don't hesitate to reach out to us anytime.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say one last thing.
Sure.
When you think about our business, obviously, just think about always fresh and always green.
And always fresh, always green, baby. I love it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Solid. Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk soon.
All right. You as well, man.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.